for, okay, I know tomorrow's going to be a wet one. Sunday, we'll have some dryness, but, you know, possibility afternoon shower, not out of the woods, but there are still things to do in Delaware State Parks, and time to go out and flex your legs, bring out the family. Raymond Bevins, Ray Bevins, Director, Delaware State Parks, and Ray, what do you want to tell us?
Well, Alan, you're right. The rain certainly and the coastal flooding is dictating what things I'm choosing. Our Peace, Love, and Horseshoe Crab Festival that was planned at Massillon Harbor at the DuPont Nature Center has been canceled because of the flooding, so I wanted to get that out there. But all the rest of the items are stuff I picked that you can do, rain or shine. On Saturday, it's Armed Forces Day. We're celebrating at Fort Delaware, and with military ID, you get free admission to the fort. So that's a great thing I want people to know and take advantage of. Anytime it's raining like this, it's a great time to go to the Indian River Life Saving Station Museum to learn about what happened there and how they saved lives. And they even have a little cannon that was used to save lives, which is the only firearm ever known to save lives.
Wow.
And then Sunday at Rockford Tower, the tower will be open. I'm hoping Sunday we'll get some break in this weather at 1 o'clock. It's one of the best views around. And the last thing I wanted to leave people with, our largest park in Newcastle County is White Clay Creek. And on Monday night at 7, we're kicking off the master plan process, which is really how we kind of look for the next 10 or 15 years into what the future of White Clay holds. People can go online now and fill out a survey, or they're welcome to come out in person and learn about whether they're interested in the trails or bird watching or hiking, whatever kind of their interest lies.
Well, since you bring up White Clay Creek, certainly one of my favorite places in Delaware, but, you know, it does extend into Pennsylvania, White Clay Preserve. How much coordination is there? I mean, you all just completely autonomous, or do you ever trade notes?
No, we do work together. Our visitors sometimes don't know the lines, and it doesn't stop there. You also go into Middle Run, so popular bike trails and hiking trails kind of loop throughout and over state lines in that case. And I actually talk quite frequently with the Pennsylvania State Park Director about the nature preserve on his side and the park on our side.
Well, I do know on the main trail, at least I've encountered one of the border markers right there. It's always kind of fun to go through that. But okay, Ray Bevins will help for at least dry weather some of Sunday. And of course, you mentioned the things can be done, rain or shine. And I wish you a good weekend. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.